Hello there. My name is Nathaniel Hanuel James. I'm part of the Shakespeare in the Rough Leadership Collective, and I'm here to give you all the deets on our summer production, Pastoral, written by Ho Ka Kay and directed by Warona Sechuayelo. So, why is the show called Pastoral? Is it a religious reference? Actually, no. In this context, pastoral is a type of literary genre set in an imagined, idealized countryside. Pastoral narratives often feature shepherds, rich people running away from their responsibilities, and conversations about the meaning of life and what makes it worth living. It often mashes together true facts about nature and geography with fantastical or mythological elements. Our pastoral is a sequel to Shakespeare's romantic pastoral comedy, As You Like It. So, how much do you need to know about Shakespeare's play? The main character in As You Like It is a young, aristocratic woman named Rosalind. At the beginning of As You Like It, Rosalind and her cousin/BFF Celia are banished from court by Celia's father, Duke Frederick, who banished Rosalind's father, Duke Senior. Simply put, messy family. Rosalind and Celia disguise themselves and run away to the Forest of Arden. There's also a second messy family, the Du Bois family. Older brother Oliver has been treating younger brother Orlando like total garbage, withholding education and wealth. Oliver even hires a wrestler to murder Orlando, but Orlando wins the wrestling match and has a meet-cute with Rosalind, who saw the whole thing. But Oliver still wants Orlando dead, so Orlando flees to the Forest of Arden, not knowing that his crush Rosalind has also fled to the Forest of Arden. What a coinkydink. In the forest, Rosalind dresses up as a boy and calls herself Ganymede to hide her identity and keep herself and Celia safe. When she meets Orlando, he doesn't recognize her, but all he can talk about is this Rosalind woman he met after a wrestling match. In fact, Orlando spent all his time in the forest running around writing love poems about Rosalind and pinning them on trees. Rosalind, in disguise as Ganymede, offers to give Orlando relationship advice on how to woo Rosalind. Classic rom-com shenanigans ensue. There are a lot of other characters in As You Like It, but the only other ones you need to know about are Rosalind's dad, the Duke Senior, who's also ended up in the forest with all his noblemen until he can regain his land and position, and Jaques, a melancholy clown who criticizes the way humans treat nature. When Jaques cries over a dead deer killed by a hunter, Duke Senior and the other exiled noblemen make fun of his sensitivity. Fast forward to the end of the play. In true pastoral fashion, Orlando saves his brother Oliver from a lioness in the forest, which causes Oliver to have a change of heart. Rosalind reveals her true identity and she marries Orlando, while Celia marries Oliver. Duke Senior gets his duchy back, and everyone decides to return home to the court. Everyone except Jaques, who walks away from society to become a hermit. So that's As You Like It. Our play, Pastoral, starts 2 years after all this stuff goes down. I won't spoil the story for you, but I'll tell you a bit about the show. The playing space is in Withrow Park, beneath two massive willow trees. The park is accessible by foot, by subway, or by car. If you're taking a taxi or Wheeltrans, the best drop-off location to give is 752 Logan Avenue. The playing space is surrounded by grass and trees, and behind the playing space runs a paved pedestrian path. Beyond that is a large, grassy field. There are two weather-beaten sections of fence bracketing the two trees, like you might see on a 100-year-old farm. On the ground, there's a large drop cloth that acts as the stage. It's painted to look like a picnic blanket in a dusty pink gingham pattern. In the corners of the blanket, little clusters of candles sit, and in the back left corner sits a large picnic basket. There is an aisle that comes off the center of the drop cloth and extends into the audience. The actors will use this aisle to enter and exit the stage, and sometimes they'll perform in the aisle too. At the beginning of the show, there are love poems strung up on both willow trees. At the end of the show, a tall rack with a burgundy curtain is wheeled on, and it's revealed to be a clothing rack from a certain well-known store, I won't spoil which one, with a light-up sign. Throughout the show, you'll hear sound design that brings the world of the play to life. There are speakers positioned behind the audience at the top of a gentle hill, as well as on either side of the playing space. The loudest sounds in the show are an earthquake sound effect, which is a loud boom followed by a rumble, and the sound effect of a tree falling onto the forest floor, which also makes a loud booming sound. Pastoral also has lighting and other visual design. There's a row of lights on the ground at the front of the stage, facing the actors, and there are more lights on poles further up the hill, on either side of where the audience will sit. As the sun sets and the park grows darker, stage lights will turn on, brightening the stage with warm, sunny light. Over time, the lights will grow warmer and more orange to show time passing in the world of the play. Toward the end of the show, there is a burst of pink light that happens when two characters yell, "Happy Anniversary!" This pink color is important to the story. You'll find out why during the show. At the beginning of every performance, the actors will describe themselves, the costumes they wear, and the different characters they play. Because Pastoral takes place outside, anything can happen. Dogs barking, bugs buzzing, teenagers getting rowdy. People walking by may stop for a few minutes to watch the show and then continue on their way. At times, the actors may need to pause or stop owing to the unexpected changes in weather and the environment. There are no curtains or wings separating onstage from offstage, so when the actors aren't performing, they'll still be visible on the edges of the stage, behind the audience, or peeking out from behind the trees. Sometimes, the actors might use the rest of the park as an extended playing space. For instance, the actor playing Jaques might run past the willow trees into the big field of grass behind the stage as part of their character's journey. I think that's all you need to know for now. Feel free to email producer@shakespeareintherough.com with any questions you may have, and enjoy Pastoral.